Why a marriage contract and not any other reason for regular annual action? Here's one. Persephone wasn't released, she escaped and returns every spring to take revenge on Hades with her spring powers. She cools his domain with spring air, venting heat up to the surface, creating summer. That accounts for the same phenomena as the original myth. It's equally testable. Yet what it asserts about reality is in many ways the opposite. And that's possible because the details of the original myth are unrelated to seasons, except via the myth itself. This easy variability is the sign of a bad explanation. Because without a functional reason to prefer one of countless variants, advocating one of them in preference to the others is irrational. So, for the essence of what makes the difference to enable progress, seek good explanations, the ones that can't be easily varied while still explaining the phenomena. Now, our current explanation of seasons is that the Earth's axis is tilted like that, so each hemisphere tilts towards the sun for half the year and away for the other half. It's better put that up. That's a good explanation. Hard to vary, because every detail plays a functional role. For instance, we know independently of seasons that surfaces tilted away from radiant heat are heated less, and that a spinning sphere in space points in a constant direction. And the tilt also explains the sun's angle of elevation at different times of year, and predicts that the seasons will be out of phase in the two hemispheres. If they'd been observed in phase, the theory would have been refuted. But now, the fact that it's also a good explanation, hard to vary, makes the crucial difference. If the ancient Greeks had found out about seasons in Australia, they could have easily varied their myth to predict that. For instance, when Demeter's upset, she banishes heat from her vicinity into the other hemisphere where it makes summer. So being proved wrong by observation and changing their theory accordingly still wouldn't have got the ancient Greeks one jot closer to understanding seasons, because their explanation was bad, easy to vary. And it's only when an explanation is good that it even matters whether it's testable.